We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. The devotional this time is titled, The Face of God. I remember the morning of January 28, 1986. I was on my way to work, and that's the morning that the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds after takeoff. In a speech of comfort to the nation, President Reagan quoted from the poem, High Flight, in which John Gillespie McGee, a World War II pilot, had written of the high untrespassed sanctity of space and the sense of putting out his hand to touch the face of God. Although we can't literally touch God's face, we sometimes experience a stunning sunset or a place of meditation in nature that gives us an overwhelming sense that God is near. Now, some people call these moments thin places. The barrier separating heaven and earth seems to grow a little thinner. God feels a little closer. The Israelites may have experienced a thin place as they sensed the nearness of God in the desert wilderness. In Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 38, God provided a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to lead them through the desert. When they were staying in the camp, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their travels, they knew God was with them. As we enjoy the incredible beauty of God's creation, we grow conscious that God is present everywhere. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we talk with God in prayer, listen to Him, and read the Scriptures, we can enjoy fellowship with Him anytime and anywhere. What places in nature make you feel especially close to God? How can you seek Him anytime and anywhere? Trust Father God to help us seek and find Him even when we feel lost in a desert wilderness. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Take care of yourself, stay safe, be well, and God bless.